Flensburg Lion. Let's now travel even further back into the history of this place and learn more about the beginnings of this residential area. Its beginnings can be wonderfully illustrated with the Flensburg Lion that was to adorn the chic new locality. So please go in search of the lion statue. It is located in the immediate vicinity of the House of the Wannsee Conference. The patina green lion sits with its head held high on a rectangular base made of sandstone. The Idstedt lion was made in 1862 by the Danish sculptor Herman Wilhelm Bissen as a monument to the victory of the Royal Danish troops over those of Schleswig-Holstein at the Battle of Idstedt in 1850 and erected in Flensburg. In 1864, the Schleswig-Holstein troops, supported by Prussia and Austria, were again able to defeat the Danish troops off the island of Alsen. Bismarck then had the lion statue brought to Berlin and initially placed in the armory on Unter den Linden. From 1878 onwards, it stood in the Zentralkadettenanstalt, or Central Cadet Training Academy, in Berlin-Lichterfelde. After the end of the war in 1945, the statue was brought to Copenhagen by the American Army. The original stood there in the Royal Danish Armory Museum until, after controversial discussions, it was finally returned to the city of Flensburg in mid-September 2011. Now it is located in the old cemetery there. The monument on the Wannsee shore is a copy and called the Flensburg Lion. It is closely linked to the history of the Kolonie Alsen villa quarter. It all began in 1863 when Wilhelm Conrad, a Berlin banker, friend of Bismarck and Privy Councillor of Commerce, brought up a large area of land on Wannsee to build a villa quarter and planned the first landscaping and architectural developments in the area. The land had previously been the property of the Royal Forestry Treasury and, from 1872, developed into the coveted Kolonie Alsen residential area. As you can probably guess by now, the quarter goes back to the name of the Danish island of Als, which had been taken by Prussian troops at the time. Now back to the founder of the villa colony, Wilhelm Conrad. In 1874, he commissioned the Berlin foundry Haab, Hohl & Co. to cast a lion statue. Conveniently, the foundry was able to use the original, which was still in the backyard of the Berlin Armory. A small company plaque on the back of the lion records the name of the manufacturer. Have you found it? The costs for the production and installation of the Flensburg Lion Monument in Kolonie Alsen were of course borne by the founder of the settlement himself, although he also received financial support from the banker Consul August von der Heydt. The monument was intended to decorate the distinguished villa colony of Alsen that he had created. Do you know what lions symbolize? Exactly. Victory, glory, and dominion. Lions are depicted in both the Danish and Schleswig-Holstein coats of arms and in the Flensburg coat of arms. The Flensburg lion, really the Idstedt lion, became the symbol of Kolonie Alsen. Conrad therefore had a zinc cast of the landmark erected in the Schweiz Public Park on the edge of the settlement. How heavy do you think the statue of the lion is? A whole 2 tons had to be lifted when the lion was moved to its present location at Heckeshorn in 1938. The reason for the move was a complaint from the Danish embassy about the poor condition of the lion, which had become overgrown with trees and bushes. Heavily weathered, the monument was renovated with the support of the von Hinckendey Foundation on behalf of the Monument Preservation Office and the district of Steglitz-Zehlendorf at a cost of approximately 90,000 euros. The rededication took place on the 1st of September 2005. Since then, it can be found in its current location at Heckeshorn, directly next to the memorial site. The road Straße zum Löwen that ended at the old site no longer leads to the memorial. Today, you can watch the lion on his viewing platform as he looks out over the water to the Wannsee Lido and the Havel Lakes. You can also take a nice stroll along the shore. Not far from the Flensburg Lion, a boat landing stage with a restaurant invites you to take a break and take in the idyll. At this point, I say goodbye to you and thank you for your stimulating company. There's still a lot of work waiting for me at home, but I've made sure that the continuation of this circular route will be guided by the ideal person. All the best to you, and please give my warmest regards to your sister.